Good morning, everybody. It's time for another cup of coffee with Thompson. Good morning, listeners.
Morning, listeners.
That was kind of quiet. What are you doing? You're talking with your mouth shut?
It's all right at the end.
Oh, you're practicing speaking without moving your lips? Do you know what that's called?
What?
Ventriloquism. Let me see if I can talk without using my mouth, too. So, good morning, Thompson. How are you doing?
Fine. I don't go strong.
Yeah, I can see your lips moving.
I don't know why.
So, how was your first day of school?
It was awesome. Thank you very much. Ha, ha, ha.
Do you like your new classroom?
Yes, I don't know why.
I really think Miss Sally likes you. I thought you did pretty good yesterday. I was watching you as much as I could.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Very interesting. Let's talk. You've been getting the snorty piggy laugh going lately. What's that all about?
It's about pigs. And piggy banks are about to scare me. So please, may you stop with the piggy banks. What do you think I am? You're
piggy,
no...
Piggy banks?
Piggy banks.
Piggy yeah. banks?
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't got no money?
Yeah, what do you think I am? You're a piggy bank?
Oh, God, no. You're the exact opposite of a piggy bank. You just cost my money. You don't make me any money. Well, that's not entirely true. So, what are you going to do today? I'm sleepy.
I just don't know.
You just don't know? You don't have anything? All right, I'll do. I'll just be over here talking. So, you watched the X-Men yesterday? Was that any good?
Yes, it was awesome.
And this is from the Marvel anime line. The X-Men animations done in Japan is really good. They've got a whole bunch of them. We have Wolverine and Iron Man and X-Men and some good stuff, man. Yeah, I recommend it.
Now, there's three ones we need to catch up on. Batman, Wolverine, Hulk. Man, we only gave the Hulk...
Well, we've seen all the Hulk ones. It was Hulk versus Wolverine and Hulk versus Thor. Remember when Hulk went to Asgard and was tearing it up? Loki brought him up there? It was not good. Hulk does not belong in Asgard. Well, anyways, who's your favorite X-Men?
Cyclops.
You like Cyclops? He's got real anxiety, and he's really upset at the beginning of the X-Men series. He's all sad about the Jean Grey situation. But it looks like he's going to rally and do some good stuff. What do you think about that?
Yeah, what can Cyclops do? What can Cyclops do?
He uses a ruby quartz visor to help him control the super, energy blasts that come out of his eyes. If he opens his eyes, he could, destroy whole buildings and just massive power in his eyes. It seems to be... He controls it through his emotions, and the visor gives him a help to so he because he can't open his eyes or the stuff comes out, so he has to keep his eyes closed unless he has this ruby quartz visor that prevents the beam from coming out.
Yeah,
it's pretty weird power, huh?
Yeah. What about Beast?
He's a genius scientist, and he's got the athletic ability and strength of, I guess, some sort of a great ape. Whether it's a gorilla or an orangutan, I'm not sure, but he's really strong and he's really fast and nimble and agile.
Remember the part when that little, squid talked?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because he put a speech adjuster so so people could understand what the squid was trying to say. That was pretty interesting, too. I like X-Men. I've always liked X-Men. That was my one of my absolute. That was probably my absolute favorite title back in the day.
And what about Storm? Yeah, remember when Storm froze those like
Storm can control the weather. Like, she can control the atmosphere and make it rain or snow or freeze or tornado or hurricane or whatever. She's got really power. In Africa, where she's from, they worshipped, the people in her village worshipped her like she was a goddess. So, because she could make it rain and, like, help their fields grow and, you know, she protected the people, took care of them. Pretty cool. I like Storm an awful lot, too. Well, hey, man, we're almost running out of time. Is there anything else you want to say?
Yes.
Special shout outs?
Nope.
None?
Well, I'm going to say that a little at the end of the show. So please, may I just say a little more about the little about superheroes a bit?
Okay, sure. And, yeah. And now we don't play superheroes at school, though, right?
Yeah.
Right. We don't even talk about them.
Nope.
Exactly. What else did you want to say?
I wanted to also say that Superman, there's two guys that are superheroes even though they're aliens. A, Superman. B, Martian Manhunter.
He's not a Marin Manhunter. He's a Martian Manhunter. But yeah, I don't know. I define a superhero as somebody who goes out of their way to change themselves into something and then do good things. Like follow a code of justice and honesty and truth and goodness. And other types are not really superheroes per se. Like if they're born mutants, they could be good or bad. They're just regular people. With mutated abilities, so it's not like they went out of their way to become
mutants.
Heroic.
The X-Men are mutants.
Right, and they are definitely good, but we could talk more about heroism later, but I think it's the conscious choice to do the good thing.
Please. Yeah, Green Lantern's also pretty awesome. He's a lot...
Totally awesome.
He's a lot like Hulk. He's green like Hulk. There's also another one that's green like Hulk.
Yep.
Wait,
we're out of time. Yeah. Goodbye. Special shout outs, Mama, Colin, Grandmother, Godmother, Aunt Lori, Liv. Yep. Hey, we love you all. ELE, bye.